Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
What happened to that hot, hot weather? Just a quick snap of cold and a reminder as the summer winds to an end and September is upon us. Finishing up the summer shows, preparing for the fall in the hopper. Well, the Shea season will be gearing up. The Outsiders is teching here in Buffalo, is that right?
Yes, and of the shows that we all saw on our BTPM trip last January, this is the one that I most wanted to come to Buffalo, and it is opening on September 17th.
Well, I wanted two. I wanted the Outsiders. I also wanted Kimberly Akimbo, and that's coming too. Though I think between the two, the Outsiders is the more crowd-pleasing. People seemed really excited about it on the season preview about the Outsiders coming based on the novel of the same name.
Well, I must admit, an older friend of mine, and she was saying, oh, I just don't know about the Shea season. And I said, are you nuts? Outsiders, Kimberly Akimbo. I know Wicked's been here many times, but we're going to get it again. And it's Wicked. It is the hot ticket.
Well, I think for some people, they take pause at shows they haven't seen before. But I think that, you know, uniformly, they're delighted when they see the new show. Well, not uniformly, but generally they're delighted when they see the new shows.
I mean, Suffs, The Notebook.
The Notebook, yeah. You're sobbing by intermission.
Of course.
Brace yourself for act two.
The old I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me.
There you are. Ujima Theater Company is taking an old title and giving it a fresh face with Godspell. Kind of interesting when you know the history of Godspell, which was that the creator of the show back in the 60s with his hippie hair and crazy clothes was denied entry to his church at Easter. And this is a man who had considered becoming a minister. So he took stock of this and thinking, good heavens, you know, denied access to my church because of the way I look. And Ujima has picked up on this and they are doing Godspell. With that in mind, people being excluded from things because of the way they look, directed by Tioga Simpson, who has quite an interesting take on the show. But interestingly, they are the first out of the block, and they will be closing on Curtain Up Night. That's their final performance. So if you wanted to plan something special for Curtain Up Night, the closing performance rather than the opening performance. You know, curtain down on Godspell.
And I know we're talking about summer coming to an end and the opening season here in Buffalo, but quick reminder, the Shaw Festival is going strong, and they go all the way into October. And we got up for a couple plays.
You and I ventured up. I've not done a lot of these improvisational murder things. This one is a little different. This is Murder on the Lake, which is not quite audience participation, but it does have an audience volunteer playing the detective. And this person has to be on the stage from beginning to end. Luckily, the performance we saw, this woman was quite remarkable, but it's very cleverly handled. I don't want to give things away, but she's never quite abandoned and was able to navigate this Miss Marple style or Jessica Fletcher style, and she successfully solved the crime.
She does. One feels that there had to be a little bit of an interview process in the lobby because, boy, they chose a winner. She was crackerjack, and sometimes the actors sort of help her along a little bit.
Constantly help her along. It, of course, features some of our favorite Shaw Festival actors who just get to engage in wanton buffoonery.
They do, including a whole through line involving a fellow I've always seen in suits, etc., Marty Happer, a whole through line about his fantastic thighs. He must have played tennis as a youth.
Dressed in shorts, and though they do swap characters, I suspect he keeps the same costume no matter who he plays. So... And that's Murder on the Lake. It's up at the Shaw Festival. A fun little caprice. It was perfect for a matinee. Here, still in Western New York, at Lancaster Opera House, Donna Hoke's play, Once in My Lifetime, a Buffalo Bills fantasy, in which, through a kind of Twilight Zone phenomenon, the Buffalo Bills do win a Super Bowl live on stage. This requires a cameo appearance late in the show. Not quite the heavy lift of Murder on the Lake, but I did get to see the town supervisor, Mr. O'Leary, assaying the role quite convincingly. I think he took it quite seriously. This man was prepared. Came on in, off book, nailed the part.
Well, the afternoon we went, it wasn't quite as convincing, but hey, it was all in fun. And he got to choose his favorite charity for the 50-50 raffle, which, not surprisingly, was the Lancaster Opera House.
It is a good time. The audience arriving all in their Buffalo Bills regalia. It did not take much to get them to chant Go Bills or MVP.
I would point out, for those of us who have seen this in the past, it has been updated with all the latest Bills roster and having a lot of fun at the expense of Patrick Mahomes, our arch rival quarterback. So, kudos to Donna Hoke for the update.
It's a grand good time. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.